Hey, it's your boy Next God.
What's going on, man? It's your dog Blizzard.
It's your boy Inferno. What's good?
Hey, you listening to the Haunted House Podcast. First thing I want to say, man, is you listen to this man's music, man. So you go ahead and tell the people, you know, RIP to the homie, man.
Yeah, so I believe it was Friday night, something around like 11 o'clock. They said Bankroll Fresh got hit about 50 shots shot at him, you know. RIP to the boy Bankroll Fresh. That Life of a Hot Boy Volume 2, that was my joint. I love that mixtape. So, you know, sad that somebody's gone early, but, you know, it is what it is out here in these streets.
Yeah, it's, I think when you start talking about, you know what I'm saying, artists that get, you know, killed, especially in hip-hop, it's already a stigma over our heads. Like, yo, you know what I mean? People already assume that goes with the territory, per se. You know what I'm saying? Which is something that I just don't necessarily agree with. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it depends on what you're doing. Every artist, even the artists that may rap about stuff that's street stuff, or maybe they came from the street, maybe they really did live through that, doesn't necessarily mean that that's automatically, if that befalls them, that it should be expected. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people feel that way off top. Like, yo, yeah, he was out there rapping about the trap and blah, blah. That was my only beef with it. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, yes, a lot of artists that say that. And people can say, if you believe in karma, if you believe what you put into the universe comes back, then you could maybe have some kind of argument about that. Because if, let's just be 100, if you listen to the music, of course, he's got the kind of lyrics that if you're saying, well, that's what you spew into the universe, that's what comes back. But also, you have to take it to everything a person spews into the universe. You don't know what kind of charity this man did. You don't know how many people he helped.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists don't even really talk about that because they don't even match their persona in their music. So they just do, you know, because at the end of the day, if somebody dies like that, and then like everybody, it seems like everybody's like, yo, that was a good dude. Everybody's like, yo, he was just trying to help mad people. And even if you didn't know him, you seeing 100 people like, that was my man. All he ever tried to do was help. Even if he's rapping about that, what he's putting the balance from the universe comes from what he's really actually doing. Even if the lyrics is something that you could say, you know, may have brought, you know, balance to his demise. That doesn't make sense. So at the end of the day, you kind of look at the person, and hip-hop is just entertainment. I mean, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's the key. It's art, man.
Hip-hop is
entertainment.
Art.
Yeah. It's art. You know what I'm saying? It's Vincent Van Gogh. Right. You know what I'm saying? People are painting pictures from what they've seen in their lives or what they've, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not, you know, I think it's corny that this stigma still survives in hip hop, that, you know, a guy can be dead and people could actually be like, yo, oh, well, he was rapping that gangster shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But like, you gotta, like, did you look at the, of course, we're not talking about all hip hop fans, but even, I saw a lot of black people, and that's just, let's be honest, I saw a lot of black people, but of course, on the actual news page, you're not talking about the hip-hop website. The hip-hop website is going to always be respectable, more respectable than news.
Yeah, true.
When you look at the Atlanta Alive, which is the local affiliate here, you know, who really broke the story, the comments on that was, you know, crazy, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, you probably had some trolls on there, some white guys, some white kids, some white nerds, you know, neo-Nazi nerds in somewhere doing that. But you probably had a lot of legitimate people that's like, these guys always rapping about this crap. Now, another thing when it comes to his case specifically is where he was shot, which was Street Execs. And a lot of people don't understand that Street Execs has had a couple of incidences of violence go down there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the community already had beef with the studio for one or two other shootings and a couple other things that's happened. You know what I'm saying? And so they was already beefing with them and wanted them out of the area because that studio, if you don't know anything about Atlanta, that studio is not in the hood.
It's up there on
the north side, you know, the north side of the city where a lot of businesses and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that legit is going down. So that also plays into, I think, everything that a lot of negative stuff that you see from, well, I don't want to say white people, but just people in general who are not just in tune with hip-hop.
Right, And this, I mean, right now, Donald Trump is like about to be the Republican nominee, so you can't say white people. So,
I would. That'd be crazy. But every now and again, you're gonna see some shucking and jiving coon that's agreeing at a Trump rally with a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see, do you see
how we got it all wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Do you see the two chicks?
Yeah,
the two chicks have been going on and going to his rallies.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
The coonery just
it's so
crazy.
I, I think with Bankroll's demise, and RIP to him, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But I
life
honestly,
of a hot boy.
Yeah, man. I honestly think that, me personally, the studio at Street Execs and everything, I think that is more of an issue than him and his lifestyle. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The venue, the studio itself, is just doing the most for a recording studio. It's definitely... You know what I'm saying? Like, for it to be a recording studio, it's like, bruh.
Yeah,
is this a trap or is it a recording studio? You know what I'm saying? Because it's constantly... And I've been a Street Execs.
Yeah, it's not in the hood. Like, it's not in the hood.
So, but I've been there twice to events. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was like a club. You know what I'm saying? But it's... Because, I mean, if you've never been, and, you know, they got the upstairs and everything.
Right.
They got an area. You know what I'm saying? It's not huge. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, again... it can be used as a venue for events. Listen, the two times I went was for listening parties. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
A core DJ's event and another person's listening party.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? But again, it's supposed to be a studio, a place of business.
Yeah,
and
man.
For you to have, I can see one incident, but multiple incidents, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. The one thing that I like out of this, and we can go to something else, man. The one thing that messed me up is when people from the hood or people like, semi from the hood, and I'll explain what I mean by that. But when they see, when stuff like this happens, and like they have no like sort of remorse for a black person that just got killed, like yo, that dude represents maybe 8 or 9 other black people having a chance to make it out of the hood. And like
if you're
from the hood, you know that.
Yeah.
Unless you got a certain mindset, that's not an easy place to get out of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that kills me. Like, yo, chill out with that, though.
Like, I mean, just from my perspective of it, I just think of it and say, man, like, he hadn't reached his full potential yet. You know what I mean? He probably was in the studio that night making the song that would have took his career to the next level.
Yeah. You never fucking know, man.
And that could have took, what, 10, 20 people out the hood, his family and friends. And like you robbed everybody of that for what though? I mean, we don't know why he was talking.
That's another thing that you cannot. Here's something that I gotta say now. You know, of course, I'm always gonna be on the side of hip hop and the art, but you don't know why it went down. And I think I've known people who got killed, and even though they were good people, they did something
to
warrant that. And I'm not saying what he did. It doesn't. At the end of the day, if he didn't kill somebody or whatever, you can say it wasn't justified,